PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. It is The Great Debate on PXY Mornings. Returning your Halloween costume, yes or no? How many of you went to a party this weekend and everybody had the tags on?
Oh my God, that was literally me. I was at a Halloween party on Friday. We were having a great time. All the costumes absolutely slayed. But I couldn't help but notice that one thing they all had in common. They all had their tags hanging from underneath their armpits. And I was like, what? What is going on here?
It's crazy.
So then I was like, hey, you got... And I tried to pull it off. She said, hey, don't. I'm returning this tomorrow. The return on Amazon's already started.
I mean, some of these costumes aren't cheap either. You got people... How much did your girlfriend pay for her gorilla costume?
$100. $100.
And she left the tag on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she's one of those people.
And she returned it on Saturday.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, like, I'm doing the same thing. I just didn't think everybody else was. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So my girlfriend and I were Chimp Crazy, if you've seen that show on HBO. It's a docuseries. I was Tanya. She was Tonka. And she was a chimp, and I was this... absolute whacked out lady with lip injections.
What a wild story that is.
I know.
This woman fell in love with like a chimp.
She was breastfeeding like,
it. It was so gross.
Very strange. Anyways.
It was so odd, that whole documentary.
Yeah, it was very weird.
And so you went as Tanya, she went as Tonka, the gorilla.
And Saturday morning, like clockwork, the return was sent back to Whole Foods and already refunded.
See, I don't know. Like, I did this years ago. I would use the mall as my own personal closet. And then, you know, I got older. I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem like the right thing to do. Because, like, I was going out with friends who were always dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go out, like, Black Friday, the night before Thanksgiving, was always a huge time to go out. And I would go to the mall. I'd run to Express. I'd buy a really expensive jacket. And I'd wear it out. To look nice, keep the tag on it.
And then you would have to return it on Black Friday.
Yeah.
I wouldn't return it that day. Absolute mob scene.
You know, your jacket reeks of Smirnoff. Did you wear this? No.
Smirnoff and BO. Yeah.
And people are doing it, though. People do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
And you're going to buy a Halloween costume. You're going to wear it once for a couple hours, especially if you pay $150. Some people go all out on Halloween.
We've had this conversation way, way, way in the past. I think it was like my first move ever. I would take my wall art off of the wall. Tags are still on, obviously, because it's just a sticker on the back. And then I'd return it to TJ Maxx. So much so that...
Wait a second. You returned the wall art?
Yeah. Canvases.
For why?
Signs. Because it didn't fit my new aesthetic of my new apartment.
Oh, that stuff's okay. But if you're going to...
No, it's not. Because I got clocked by TJ Maxx and I'm not allowed to return anything anymore. So.
Yeah, but if you buy a painting and you hang it up and it doesn't look right, you shouldn't be able to return it.
No. It was 3 years later.
Yeah, no, you're a scumbag.
No, yeah, it was 3 years later. So... I used it for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. No, that you're
and then
the problem.
It didn't fit my aesthetic.
See, this is the problem.
Without a receipt.
Yeah, that's this is the problem with the Costco return policy. Is people have... I've seen it in person.
And the Amazon return policy.
I saw somebody return a grill that was 8 years old. You should have saw the insides of this grill. And they accepted it. Because it's just going back to the manufacturer. It's no skin off their back.
Well, it makes me wonder a lot of different things, right? Are they throwing these things away? Are they reselling them? Like, can they even resell them? Because when it comes to Amazon, I don't know. Like, they take everything back.
You know how many Halloween costumes are being returned today? Amazon
Millions.
Knows what's up.
Millions.
How many of you, 585-252-9800, went out this weekend, you wore your costume, you have every plan of returning it?
Yeah. I mean, that's everyone at the party I was at. And I mean, like, after Halloween 2, it's coming up this Thursday, and people are going to do parties this upcoming weekend. So, I don't know. It's gross, but I'm not going to not do it.
Yeah, I wonder what they do.
It just pisses me off that I thought I was the only one that did it, and now everyone's doing it. Ew, that's disgusting. They're like, you're literally doing the same thing.
I'm just curious to know how they handle these Halloween returns, the costumes. Do they repackage them, resell them? What do they do with them?
That's exactly my question. It's a big question mark. Huge question mark. So.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of crap people buy and then return it.
Right.
This is a problem that's always going to exist. Now, if you take great care of it, and it's like, yeah, I wore it for a couple hours. Okay. We're all guilty of doing it. We're all guilty of it.
That's why I didn't feel bad about the wall art. It's being worn or used. It's hanging on the wall, just like it's hanging on the wall at TJ Maxx.
You got your use out of it. We'll just say that.
Well, one time, I shouldn't really say this on air. Oh, well, I'm going to do it anyways. One time, I found something that was by the garbage, and I took it back in. Still had the tag on it. It was wall art. What?
You found what by the garbage?
Wall art.
Where though?
I was moving into my new apartment.
Yeah.
People had already moved out. They tossed the, I don't know, portrait of a Brooklyn Bridge, had the TJ Maxx tag, and I took it back. I got $60 for it.
Let me see here. We got a couple texts coming in, but one person who works for, I don't know if it's Kohl's or whatnot, they work in retail, and they said the short answer to this is we have a policy at our store. If it falls under general 90-day return policy rule, then we'll take it back. There you go. So you don't have to feel so bad anymore.
Right. But what I'm saying to you is they don't know that if you don't have a receipt. So that's not how that works if you don't have a receipt.
So in high school, my buddy was working at a retail store. We'll just say like Nordstrom's or whatever. And people were coming in and getting away with this. So they'd go up to a table. They take a whole bunch of sweaters, jeans, whatnot. And they bring it right up to the counter. They're like, I don't have a receipt. And they're like, well, we're going to have to give you store credit then. $500 worth of store credit in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
That easy? That easy?
Mm-hmm. And then they just go and spend what they would have already spent on the company. And that's on corporate, baby. Yeah, so just, guys, be mindful this Halloween. I mean, if you're going to return something, make sure it's in tip-top shape. Please.
That's all.
That's all we're saying.
You feel better
just
about
be
yourself.
Be mindful for the next person who buys it, you know?
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98KXY.
Let's chat about the success the East and Alex Association had yesterday.
Yeah.
Talk about a party. They know how to throw it. Sunday, yesterday, the Buffalo Bills absolutely dominated the Seattle Seahawks. Some would say an absolute blowout.
31-10.
And many fans watched that game on the street. They were dancing, they were eating, they were drinking, they were celebrating at the first ever block party in Rochester's East End. So the East and Alex Association is a board of people who basically are trying to figure out how to revamp that section of downtown because it used to be one of the most popular places for people to go. I mean, I remember when I was in college, literally couldn't get me off East and Alexander.
Yeah.
Now I won't go down. I think yesterday it just got the facelift it needed. There was a lot of kids there. It was an event for all ages, and there was a sea of blue and red that absolutely took over that area. The party kicked off at noon, and then obviously the game was set at 4:05. And like I said, it was cool because there was a huge TV on one end, huge TV on the other. They were playing other games, you know, as the leading up to the Bills game, things of that nature. I went with a bunch of my friends. My friend Lexi quoted in our beautiful friends at Channel 10 saying, it's giving an opportunity for everyone here in Rochester to come out, be outside, be cold, and root for the Bills. It feels like we're in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So this was a really cool event because proceeds from the party went back to help support local non-for-profits with $1 from every ticket, which they were only $3, so it's not like they were getting rich off of this, went back to Wilmot Cancer Institute. And it was just cool. I hope they do more. I honestly wish they started it sooner because it's going to get colder here. I wish they started it in like September, but we'll know for next year.
And like you said, I mean, there's so many people that don't go downtown as much as they used to.
No.
And this was a perfect reason to get everyone together,
mm-hmm.
root for the Bills. So, yeah. Glad you had a good time yesterday.
It was fun.
Along with everybody else. Coming up on the show, Sherry from Greece says she is not going to allow her 14-year-old son to have multiple girlfriends. I refuse to allow my son to be a player, is what Sherry's saying. She asked the question, am I being too hard on him? We'll get to her message for Parental Confidential and hear what you guys have to say coming up after the break.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Sherry from Greece wrote in for the show today. And in the subject of the email, it said, my 14-year-old son wants to have two girlfriends.
Play on.
I'm not a fan of the idea. He has one girlfriend already, and I refuse for him to be a player.
Mood.
All right, let's get into the message from our girl, Sherry, on her 14-year-old son.
Hit it, Cher. Hit it, Cher.
Popeye, see you later.
Yeah.
This message is for Moose and Breezy for their parental segment on the show.
Okay.
I have a 14-year-old son. He's been talking to another girl, and he wants her to come watch him at his competition event and then go to her house afterwards. He talks to her on the phone all the time and really wants to hang out with her. He seems head over heels. I really don't want him to end up being a player. I'm scared that someday these antics is going to piss off a girl and get the crap beat out of him by a guy or a friend of one of these girls. Yeah. I love my son, but he acts like a tough guy who thinks he's too cool for school, but in fact, he's really scrawny and is even scared of shots at the doctor.
Oh, T. That's big T. That's huge T. Oh my God. Okay.
I want him to be a better person. His mom was cheated on a long time ago, and it broke me for the longest time. I want him to have integrity. I told him if he wants to see this other girl, he's going to have to break up with his current girlfriend. Mm. We are not going to support him having multiple girlfriends, and we don't have to take him anywhere if we don't want to. Am I wrong? Am I in the wrong here? Am I being too hard on him at 14? Thanks for any advice.
Wow.
585-252-9800.
Where is he coming up with this idea to do such a thing? It has to have been like TV or something.
To do what?
Have two girlfriends. How does he even know that that is an option?
I just feel like at 14, this is different than if you were to date as an adult. At 14, I don't consider dating. What are they doing? Where are they going? Well, each other's basements to hang out. Well, you know that the basement is a scary place sometimes.
Very much so.
but what does she do? I don't know. Well, how do you have this conversation with your 14-year-old? By the way, I think it's props to Sherry. It's nice that there's a parent out there who actually truly wants their kid to grow up to be respectful and have integrity.
Right.
Because let's be honest, clearly she wants to nip this in the butt now so he doesn't grow up to be a douchebag. Like that guy, Travis, that called us up on the phone.
Live long, Travis.
Yeah. Gotta wear my Midtown bracelet 24/7.
Gotta do it.
Let's get to some texts coming in here. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. Ashley's here. I think the key is honesty. If he's honest with everyone, if everyone is on board and is able to make their own educated and informed decisions, I think that's as far as I go as a parent. Be honest with people you're interested in pursuing relationships with, and especially those you're in a relationship with. 100%. Paul says, let these kids be kids. He's only 14. And I think having a girlfriend at that age, like Moose says, does not mean the same thing at 14 compared to an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, if you're implementing this at the young age of 14, you're going to continue to think it's okay when you're 24 or 45.
That's a possibility. We talked about that too. I mean, the kid, he's a hard ass, but he's scared of shots at the doctor.
Right.
His mom putting him on blast. I love it. I mean, I love it.
Might as well.
Yeah. Jill says, I wish more parents gave a damn about their kids running around, stomping on people's feelings. Mom, you are not in the wrong here. Keep pressing your son to make better decisions when it comes to treating people, especially women, with respect. There you go. Jill, thank you for the text. Appreciate that.
Period.
Period, point blank. There's a couple people weighing in saying polygamy is a thing, but at 14, question mark? I don't think teens have the ability to understand the intensity that is polygamy. Would you ever be polyamorous?
Break that down for me one more time.
Would you be polyamorous?
And that's what again?
You have multiple partners.
Like married wise?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Or dating.
You think I want to juggle that many
I don't know.
Personalities?
I don't know.
You know how many trips to things remembered I I have to make for gifts? I'm good. Let's go over.
You go in, you're like, can we do an order that says I love you, Olivia? You go in 5 minutes later. We're going to do an order that says I love you, Becky. He's like, our engraver's broken.
Put this one on a clock and this one just embroider it on a stupid blanket.
Yeah.
Pam says if he wants to have two girlfriends, he better make sure both of them are cool with the idea. If he can't bring himself to broach such a topic with both of them, then he lacks the emotional maturity for any girlfriends. Yeah, you would think a 14-year-old would. There are some 14-year-old mature kids. I think we can agree with that, depending on how they were raised. But what's that conversation going to look like?
Oh, my God.
Sup, babe?
This person says, my boyfriend's 42 and did this. They never change. Oh, my God. I think one of my favorite parts about doing the show is when people just put their significant others on blast.
Oh, mine too. Yeah. We welcome that.
We do.
As a matter of fact.
We're obsessed.
This kid is afraid of shots at the doctor's office. Has me dying in the car right now.
Period.
He's got to go in for his allergy shot. Sup, babe? I'm sorry I can't bring you to Dairy Queen tonight. I got to go get my allergy shots.
Yeah, these things happen.
We got a lot of people saying, yes, I agree with the mom. We need more parenting like this.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot have a bunch of players running the street. No, 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 we cannot.
I'm not a player no more. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
I want him to be a better person. See, this is a trigger for the mom. She says it in the third person. His mother was cheated on a long time ago. And it broke me for the longest time.
Yeah.
I want him to have integrity, as you should. Start teaching these young kids now so when they grow up to be men, you know, and sometimes these kids do need a good ass kicking. Maybe he's going to come around. Maybe he's going to get involved with the wrong person who has a toxic relationship. That guy's going to come around, beat the crap out of him. You know, these are lessons that you can't teach.
You just have to learn that a time or two.
No, not me.
Weren't you dating that cop?
Who are we talking about?
You.
I dated an LAPD officer, yeah.
Wasn't their ex?
Oh, he was a nutshot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, he pulled me over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He pulled me over. Yeah,
not me remembering your stories better than you do.
There's so many of them, though, Breezy.
I know.
There's so many of them. So everybody's on board here with Sherry that she can go ahead and continue to just lay into her son to be a better dude.
Everyone's in lockstep with her. Stephanie says, what a great mom. You have to teach them young.
Yeah.
How would he feel if his girlfriend had a side piece? That is true, Stephanie. That is true. It's a tough scene.
He's just running the streets. 14.
I know.
Not in the spring, though. That's when pollen season.
Gotta get those allergy shots.
98 PXY.